all right, I'm starting a new life today.
And that's every day, really. Every day's a new day. His mercies are new every day. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to learn some PHP programming. I know just a tad bit of it, but I'm going to learn how to do it so I can fight this war with some serious tools, you know. I don't really want to learn a programming language because it's just ridiculous. But you, according in today's reality, you've got to learn one of them at least. And I know if I learn one, it'll be easier to learn another one. Which when I was in college, I learned a little bit of basic programming and Fortran, but that's old school stuff now. You might still be able to use Fortran. Anyway, what war are we fighting? The war that we are fighting is the truth war. Truth versus lies. Life versus death. And if we can get 1,000 people or 10,000 people who can speak the truth, who can see past the red versus blue, comparing yourself with one another. See, I was telling somebody the other day, I was talking about how everybody's different, but if everybody was the same, we wouldn't need each other. That's a good thing that everybody's different. You don't judge them. And I'm talking about their belief systems. I'm talking about different perspectives. I'm not talking about different in regards to this new age. I don't even call it new age, this new agenda that they got going on. I'm talking about different perspectives. It's good to have different kind of people to bounce off ideas and concepts so that you can grow, you know. Part of the process of getting back to wholeness is having all these different pieces of the pie. It's kind of like ingredients. You put a bunch of ingredients in and find the right ingredient to make the food taste good, you know. Make it palatable. So you hear all these people talking. You use your Bible as your litmus test. And so no matter what they're saying, you go back to the Word, you compare it with Scripture, and you say, oh yeah, that makes sense. And if somebody's not in line, give them enough grace and time to get back in line. In other words, if somebody doesn't believe in the pre-trib rapture, I'm not going to beat them up, but I'm going to try to explain it to them why it's a pre-trib. I'm going to give them different perspectives, you know. But every day can be a new day. You can learn a new skill, a new gift. And, you know, if there's somebody out there that says, I can't, that's a lie that you're telling yourself. If you don't think you can learn a new skill, you're telling yourself a lie. If you don't think you can climb out of the ditch that you are in, that's a lie. You can climb out of a ditch that you created because God will pull you out if you cry out to God. God will make a way of escape. There's always innovation. There's always transformation. There's always a new day. But you've got to stick to your plan. You got to stick to the plan. You got to stick to your vision. Without a vision, the people perish. You've got to stick to it and be willing to change it if it's not in line with the truth. If you've been connected to a narcissist, you can get away. All you have to do is walk away. It's a mind game. If you feel like you're in some kind of psychological trap or emotional trap, it's a lie. Just walk away. It's not even real. You don't need that person. If that person is tearing you down and pulling you down, or that job or that whatever it is, that habit, if that habit is pulling you down, stop it. Just stop. Create a new habit. Create a new pattern. The good thing about the fabric of space-time is you can re-pattern. You don't have to stay in that pattern. Change jobs, lift weights, push-ups. Get up at a different time. Go to sleep at a different time. Create a new pattern. See, the devil don't like it when you change the patterns, because the devil is stuck in time. And the fact that you can change your cycles and the devil can't, the narcissist can't, the psychopath can't. Think about it. The fact that you can change your patterns, your cycles, your patterns, your way of thinking, your bloodline can be broken. The curses of the bloodline, the bad thoughts of the bloodline can be broken. Change your stinking thinking. And that's what I'm talking about. If we get 10,000 people who admit, hey, I used to think this way, and now I think this way, and the way I came to it is this way. Be aware of your inner thoughts, because your inner thoughts affect your outward behavior. Doctrine determines behavior. The inside determines the outside, your responses. You don't have to respond a certain way. If you walk through life realizing you're just a water vessel, and you're just playing out the part that God has put down here. Just Jesus walked his script. Now think about this. Jesus walked a script to the T. Jesus had his script. It was ripped from the cross, and he walked it to the T. He followed his script to the T. Are you going to follow your script to the T? No. But that's why there's the grace of God. God will get you back on track if you're listening. So you get back on track. Forgetting those things which are behind, you press forward to the high calling. Apostle Paul said, forget the past, don't exist. The past 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 doesn't exist anymore. The only thing that exists is the eternal now. And so you step into the truth of the eternal now, and you change your past patterns to new patterns for the future. The future doesn't exist except for in the now. It starts in your mind. It starts in your heart. So you got to get your heart right. You got to get your stinking thinking right. You got to forgive. If you got to get away from certain kind of people, change the situation. If they're keeping you in... They shouldn't be able to do that, but if they're pushing your buttons from unforgiveness, bitterness, and all that, if they keep doing it, get away from them. If they're causing division in your business, fire them. Hold them accountable, charge them some money. Say, you know, I don't know if that's possible, or create an environment where if there's peace. If there's a peace for 30 days, everybody gets a bonus, and the one that doesn't create peace doesn't get the bonus. You see what I'm saying? I don't know. There's got to be a way to create peace that's beneficial to everybody, and the one that doesn't step into that should have some kind of consequences. And you might say, well, then they're going to play games and say that he did it or she did it and they didn't do it. And they're, yeah, I know, but you should be able to take it and hold each other, have a meeting. What did you say? Are you lying? They're hold each other accountable. Everybody, the Bible says all men are liars. There's only one person that's not a liar, and that's God. Jesus did not lie. Jesus is God. Jesus is the image of the God bodily. When you see Jesus, you see the Father. He said that. He says, when you see me, you see the Father. Have I not been with you the whole time? Think about it. If you're in God's script for your life, then you don't have to worry. God's going to provide for you, take care of you, give you what you need. He's going to make a way of escape. But if you step out of the script, and you might say, well, what is my script? I've told you, it's walking in the Spirit. It's not perfect keeping short accounts. Love and truth. You're not perfect down here. The only reason you're perfect is because you're looking for His appearance. You're looking for Jesus. That's what makes you perfect. It's not your work. It's His finished work. Start a new life today. Let's build a team of people who want to walk in the truth.